When you have a family with siblings of the same sex, very often you hear one of the younger children come crying to the mother when the older child has had maybe friends over to play with them. The younger child will go crying to the mother and say, "Mama, they won't let me play with them." I suspect we've all heard that. That younger child feels rejected, maybe unwanted, maybe even a little bit like, "I'm not good enough to play with them. There's something wrong with me." I suspect we've all had feelings of being rejected, feelings of being ostracized, feelings like, "I don't fit in with this group," or, "This group of people somehow don't want me around." I don't think that's an uncommon feeling. We can all identify with it. The leper in the gospel today, that was one of the great sufferings of leprosy in the time of Jesus. Oh yes, there was a physical suffering because leprosy was a very horrible disease. Gradually your limbs just began to fall off. But to make it worse was the being ostracized. Jewish law, in order to protect the community from a communicable disease, had demanded that the leper stay away. They had to live apart. They couldn't gather with the people. They couldn't come to the temple. They were outcasts. They were ostracized. It makes it all the more rare that that leper would have come approaching Jesus at that time. Because he could have been rejected. He could have been told by everybody, "Get out of here." But somehow he managed to get to Jesus. Notice the words that he used. "If you will it, you can make me clean." He didn't say, "You can heal me, but you can make me clean." Because at that time, in Jewish society, there was a very close connection thought between illness and sin. And that one had a serious illness like that must have committed some sin. They must have been truly unclean and unworthy. And so that leper didn't want just to be healed. He wanted to be cleansed, so that he could be worthy again to gather with the people, to worship in the temple. Notice the response of Jesus. "I do will it. Be made clean." He didn't say, "I will heal you, but be made clean." Saying he would become worthy, would be worthy then to gather, to worship. Mark is trying to communicate something very important to us, that Jesus wants to cleanse us, to make us worthy. And he's trying to communicate to us that Jesus continues to do that to all of us. It's not just the leper back then, but it's us lepers today, those of us who have the leprosy of sin. He wants to cleanse us. Another very important part of that gospel story was how Jesus reached out He reached out and touched him. You know, you didn't do that to lepers out of fear of catching the disease. You wouldn't touch them. But Jesus touches him. Almost a sacramental action. By that very touch, Jesus is saying, you're not unclean. You're not unworthy. And then heals him too. You know, Jesus wants to do the same for you and I. He wants to cleanse us. And he does that in the church through our sacramental signs. In baptism. In baptism, we are made clean. In baptism, we are made members of Christ Jesus, members of his body. We are made worthy of being gathered into the kingdom of heaven. Because now, we who were unclean because of sin have become clean because of our oneness with Jesus our Savior. In the sacrament of reconciliation or confession, the same thing is happening. We who have fallen into sin, we who become unclean because of our sinfulness, are made clean again through the action of Jesus in the ministry of the church. We have to remember the church is the body of Christ. And the official actions of the church are actions of Christ. It may be a priest who is saying the words, but it is Christ who is forgiving us. Jesus is reaching out to touch us, not unlike he reached out to touch the leper. In the sacrament of anointing, Jesus reaches out to us again through the church to cleanse us and heal us. Not so much always a cleanse or healing of the body, but a cleansing of the soul. Strengthening us to surrender ourselves to the will of God, whatever that may be. And in the Eucharist, that too is a sacrament in some way of healing and cleansing. Because when our love is imperfect, like the love of all of us is imperfect, we receive the perfect love, the perfect life of Jesus our Savior, so that we might become perfected in love. Again, in that sacramental action, Jesus reaches out to touch us, to give us his very self. Mark, in his gospel, wants us to know that Jesus reaches out to all of us to cleanse us, to heal us, to fill our hearts with hope. Some interesting little things that happen at the end of the gospel reading. Notice how at the end it said, because the guy went off and talked so much, the guy that got healed, Jesus could no longer go into public places. He had to go into deserted places. Now, it was the leper who had been in the deserted places. All of a sudden, it's Jesus who has to walk around in the deserted places. Is not Mark saying to us that Jesus is taking our uncleanness upon himself? Isn't that something similar we'll see in later in Mark's gospel when Barabbas is set free? The guilty one is set free, and the innocent one is condemned. Again, Jesus takes our guilt upon himself. That's what he did on the cross. That's what he does for all of us. Takes our uncleanness upon himself and makes us clean. That gospel always puzzles me by that action of the leper. You know, you would think after he was healed, and Jesus says to him sternly, it says, that he would have kept his mouth shut. But no. He's out broadcasting it everywhere. And your first thought is, how ungrateful. Didn't he know what Jesus had done for him? The scripture scholars point out that Mark uses some very interesting words in there. And we lose them in English, of course. But it's like the word would say, he preached too much. And he shared the word. Perhaps what Mark is really trying to say to us is that the leper was so overjoyed that he couldn't contain himself. He couldn't hold it in. Like early Christians, when they encountered Christ Jesus and were healed and cleansed by him, they couldn't hold it in either. They were telling everybody about it. Aren't we to do that? When we've been touched by the cleansing, healing power of Jesus, when we know that our sins are forgiven, when we know that we who are unworthy have suddenly been made worthy through Christ Jesus, aren't we to go out and tell the world? We should be so overcome, so overwhelmed by what God has done for us through Jesus, his Son, that we can't contain ourselves either. But that we make it known to the world around us. That is what we're called to do. It's interesting, in the second reading, St. Paul talks about how he tries to please everybody so that they can be saved. His primary concern was their salvation. We who have been saved, we who have been cleansed, are called to share that concern. We are called to share the good news of the healing, the hope, the cleansing that we have received in Jesus our Savior. We should not contain ourselves. We should tell the world what we have received through Christ Jesus.